Yeah, I
can reach you.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm clear.
So am I on?
All right, so I hear you.
Okay, great. So.
How you doing?
Hello, brother.
How you doing?
Hello, hello. How are y'all?
Good. Hello, we got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Spiritual warfare. That's what I believe you're on for, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because this is a spiritual battle.
Oh, yeah.
Telling Eric that it's like we go in our car and the car drives while the spirit gets in our body and drives us, you know?
It's funny you mention that because that's exactly what the New Age movement considers a physical vehicle is a body. And that's what they inhabit when they have chelas and they have avatars. Is they consider the human body a physical vehicle. That's really what it is, actually.
Did I say something wrong?
No. Who?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, no, you say exactly correct. Absolutely. A physical vehicle, getting in vehicles. And that same example can be used in reality of how the New Agers, in their own criteria, signs of Christ, Parhel Belias, they talk about the avatars as a physical vehicle that the supernatural takes control of, literally.
The New Agers, a.k.a. the Egyptian Agers.
The New Agers today that are supporting Sananda Manuel and the New Age movement.
But it's branched off the Egyptian era, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's ended around 325 A.D. when Constantine created the Christianity at the Council of Nicaea. That kind of took over the ancient mystery schools of religion, like Zoroastrianism, shamanism, Mithraism. All that was covered over by Roman Catholicism, by the Vatican and the Council of Nicaea.
Can I add something to that, Tom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really taking away from your energy and keeping in the nature and spirit of what you were saying.
That's okay, fine.
Is to see what he mentioned the council, and right before that, and people really need to research what happened right before that council came into existence, was that the Sanhedrin council went out. They disappeared. They disappeared. And again, look at the structure of the Nicene versus the Sanhedrin, 72 high priests.
72.
Look at the exact difference. Look at the similarities. There's 72 high priests that I am aware of for the Sanhedrin.
Yep.
And how many are there for the Nicene Council? What's in the Nicene Council? What kind of priesthood is that?
Well, that was a high priesthood, but I'm talking specifically. What I focus on is the Nicene Council, and that was to control.
Yes. Council of Nicaea.
That right. That's what I focus on primarily, is the bigger picture. And, yeah, 72. But that was to set up Christianity to control the Christians because they couldn't kill them out. So they had less control them.
But this is the thing. This is the correlation, brother. The correlation is that, yes, it comes from Rome, and Rome had a Sephardic movement that was pushed forward from Turkey to create Islam and then also spread their Sephardic Christianity to Spain and the other countries.
Yeah. That's where I learned.
It does go back to the Sanhedrins. It does actually. They changed their gallop and became that which is known as the RCC. Yes.
Right. That's where the Illuminados came from in Spain, that it morphed into the Jesuits we have today.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
I'm for Israel, though.
Do what?
I'm for Israel, though.
There you go.
So anyway, so that's what they, and that's where all our holidays come from.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the Piscean Age. And the end of the Piscean Age was really kind of this year. Began the Aquarian Age. Heading into the New Age movement. The return of Sananda Manuel, and it's going to get really interesting. But spiritual warfare.
Yeah. He's already out there. He's been out for the past 7 years now.
We've been a long time because they meet every 100 years in the Wesak Festival. That's where they every year they have, get their initiates. I mean, it's
yes.
deep. It's very deep. And they're getting ready to pull the carpet soon with the fake World War III and the disclosure.
The UFO invasion,
yeah. Yeah. See, there's no aliens. These are fallen angels, ascended masters,
yeah.
the hierarchy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
They try and claim Lord Rael.
Yeah.
and that they're from the 80s.
Yeah.
Just kind of laugh.
And I know the financial guy is Saint Germain.
It's just ridiculous.
I know
it's
it
ridiculous.
Is. But a lot of people. Go ahead.
Let me cut in for just a sec. There's all the pictures that are in the churches and stuff like that. This hippie Jesus that they have on the walls in our homes. That's
Sir Francis Cedar Borgia.
That's Sananda Manuel.
I had a special guest Sherry on talk about this, and that's Sananda, and
yes.
he's got like bright blue eyes and stuff. He's gonna fool a lot of people.
Exactly
correct. A lot of people.
Exactly correct. That is Sananda Manuel. That's not Jesus Christ. Nobody knows what Jesus
right.
Christ looks like.
Nope.
And he sure ain't blonde hair, blue eyes.
And when they see him, every knee shall bow. Can I get an amen?
That's going to happen. That's the fake Armageddon, the fake. That's where Hagin. All these guys are incorrect. They're trying to tell us that we're in the sixth trumpet. It's impossible. We're not even in the first seal yet, because the Antichrist hadn't appeared yet.
And
go ahead.
The people that will be calling out for Jesus when the fake rapture happens with the quote unquote UFOs, because even the quote unquote aliens, actually the demons, the fallen angels, they can take the form and shape of anything, even a UFO.
You know,
and they're going to be picking people up and saying, "Jesus, it's the rapture, pick me up." And then they're just going to be, they're not coming back, and they're not going to heaven either.
That's exactly correct.
I mean, very true.
That's a good point.
Well, we know they're going to Mars.
Yeah.
And there is life on Mars. There is life on Mars that my military brethren have served for and done for out in the... You can't find this information. There are some vets that have been in service, and under hardcore Marine brethren, they are hardcore people that don't prescribe to much except for what they see, and they'll believe when they see it, and they're given an order and they take it out. They know about these things.
Yeah.
They have these technologies. They're out there.
And we're in trouble with trying to tell people the actual truth here, because a lot of the churches, the watered down churches that Revelation speaks about, watered down. You're either called to be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, it's going to spit you out. To tell them the truth. Remember now, truth is stranger than fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh no, don't come at me with that conspiracy stuff. That's some rubbish, as Paul would say. No, it's stranger than what it is.
Well,
I mean, you're not wrong. Sure, that's strangeness. Enoch paints a perfect picture of that strangeness.
Well, the thing about it, the book of Enoch was written in the first century. So it was never written by Enoch. However, it does tell you about 80% of the truth about the fallen angels. But 20% of it is Gnostic. It's never meant to be canon, because the King James Bible is the only true word of God. But the book of Enoch will tell you about the fallen angels, but it's never written by Enoch. Enoch was taken up.
Well, that's contradiction on its own right there, if you're saying that, because King James doesn't include it. You have to go out there and go outside of King James.
No, you don't. No. The other books are Gnostic. All the books are Gnostic.
Study to show thyself approved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You find truth in everything, but 100% truth.
They keep on watering down the King James. I hear this about the King James. I hear that about the King James.
Right.
And, you know, you know, it's the Father. It's the Father that I look up to.
That's right. But his words, though, in the King James Cambridge edition, the Cambridge is pure for now. But the Thomas edition.
The 16.
Go ahead.
Are you talking about the 1599?
No.
Version, not the 16.
No. Current to date, the King James Cambridge edition to date is pristine, but it's the only one. You've got three or four or more counterfeit King James and the Thompson and several others, but the Cambridge is pristine. However,
I'd have to differ.
Oh, it's a fact.
I would.
It's a fact because there's no contradictions. It's a pure word. The NIV is owned
by. I have a 1567 Bible that I can tell you is that would contradict that entirely on its head.
But wasn't written until 1611.
If it was pure, it wouldn't have the J in it. I'll tell you that right.
Oh, it would. No, it would.
And but, it would. And it wouldn't say L O R D. It wouldn't. If it was pure, it wouldn't have those words.
Oh, absolutely. Because you see, it passed from Greek into international language called English. English went from I to J. And see, the Greek, because the Jews lost the assignment of by God by bringing the true word of God, we'd be speaking Hebrew today. But we're not. So it went to the Greek.
Thanks to Babylon and Nimrod. Yep, thanks to Babylon and Nimrod.
That's exactly right.
Eric. I hear what you're saying about the J, that it's only like 600-something years old, and I agree with that.
No, 400, even younger.
Okay. But the Y is the original. But my question is, and I've always pondered about this. Why is it that a robber can go in a store with a gun, and then you see these videos out there, and they're fact. Oh, they're all over the YouTube in the real video. Like, a robber goes into the store, you know, says, stick them up to the lady, and she says, get out in Jesus' name, and then there's a guy with a loaded gun, and he gets out.
That's
Why
right.
is that?
That's right. That's a good point.
What I would say does hold fact and truth to the true word, which is belief, expectation, and love.
No,
that was a simple word.
But the word has power.
They transliterated it beyond that, and before it was belief, expectation, and love. If you have all those three in alignment to what you're saying to a person, that would put its own into its existence to happen for him, the creator. There's nothing with limit to him. He's unlimited like that. And I would say that, you know what, the folks that want to know the sacred names, that's just called loyalty, fealty. That's just called a different path of love, another form of loyalty. That's all. You know, we're not to shirk those people, and I'm not going to say that you're saying the wrong name because then that'll be putting a stumbling block in front of somebody, in front of their faith. I can't do that. It does hold truth to what your heart and your intent knows, because only He knows your heart and your intent.
That's true.
Father knows this.
That's
He gave us His Son. It doesn't matter whether you have His name hold tight or not, or if not, you don't know it. I can only say that for those of us that want these names and hear these names, of course, He's going to give it to us, but we're not to slam people over the head about it. And I'm sorry if I even said that, but I did want to bring forth the truth of the fact is that it has been changed, and we can't call it perfect.
Who changed it?
Because who changed it? The Nicene Council.
Who did? No, they didn't.
Tom?
No. It's impossible. Because, you see, the trick they're using in the Hebrew Roots movement, Sacred Name movement, is the name Yeshua. Now, if I was reading...
Yeah, Tom, I want to hear this.
Yeah, if I was reading a pure Hebrew written book where I can't speak Hebrew, I don't have to. But let's say I was reading Hebrew. Well, I can't read Hebrew. But in there, it's going to say Yeshua. But if I'm reading a King James Bible that's written in English, it's going to say Jesus. If I'm reading a King James Bible in Chinese, it's going to say Yasu. Okay, but here's the trick. Here's what they're doing. The name of Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel that we think is Jesus, is calling himself Yeshua. So what the Hebrew Roots of Sacred Name Movement, that's the trick they're using. So they would get everybody to say Yeshua. So when you have disclosure and he comes up and say, I am Yeshua, Sananda Emmanuel, we're all conditioned for that. And there, that's why Billy Graham says you just have to know the name of Christ, but not Jesus. He says you don't have to know the name of Jesus. Well, yeah, you do. Because Billy Graham has now turned New Age. Joel Osteen, Rick Joyner, all of them are turning to New Age Yeshua, because Yeshua is the name of Sananda Emmanuel.
And they will use his name, and they will use scripture, and they will come and say that I am. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They will say that.
Exactly, they will. And they'll be wrong.
They will, but they will not say that they come in the Father. They will not tell you that fact.
I know. That's why you got to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say that they're
that's
aliens.
That's how you understand the difference between Yahuwah and Yahweh. That's how you understand the difference between Yeshua.
Yeah, but
that's the difference between Yeshua and Yahushua.
Yeah, but no.
The Son came in the Father's name, and when you understand the consonants, which listen, you have to understand, the Jews had no vowels. You cannot put vowels into it.
We're speaking English.
You cannot take Anglo-ish and explain Anglo-ish to a Hebrew. You can't.
Well, that's okay.
The children here.
Yeah, but we're speaking English.
They know him. That's all.
No, we're speaking English.
That's the thing.
This is
they'll know his name regardless.
No.
And through the Anglo-ish, when they hear his name, as Zephaniah 3:9 says.
Uh-huh.
They will call him by his true name.
But you're using a different doctrine, and the doctrine is only the King James Bible, because the Torah don't have the New Testament. And the New Testament is the revelation of the coming real Messiah. So
the government wants the
New Testament minus Yahweh, that everything that was in the Dead Sea Scrolls that were just recently found that are being studied by 3,000 people in caves to keep these scriptures alive.
Yeah, but a lot of it is from Gnostic.
And the press that the actual Catholic RCC, Vaticanus Romanus, fueled paper that was pressed through the Guttenheimer press is actually.
Hello?
The government wants the King James Bible out the window.
Yeah, they sure did. They tried to kill King James. They tried to kill him. They didn't want him to come through. Guy Fawkes.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to kill King James on it. And they try to keep the King James down because it's the only true word of God. And it's proven.
Mm-hmm.
But this name Yeshua.
As it says in the King James Bible, it says, for God is not the author of confusion, but we all know who is.
Exactly. That's correct.
We're simple people, right? Us human.
Yeah.
I mean, us people. I mean, yeah, us people on this earth, the 7 billion of us that are here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're supposed to be like simple people or whatever, right? But we do perish for lack of knowledge. But he's not the author of confusion. So isn't he going to give us something simple?
He has.
Okay.
Everybody else, the Vatican, Jesuits, humanists, Freemasons, are complicating it. That's why they want to try to discredit King James and call him a pedophile, and they don't have the evidence. They call him a homosexual, and it's impossible. And it's on a massive scale, because all schools, in fact, and I talked about that today in my own broadcast, all public schools are schools of humanism, and all colleges and universities, in fact, by evidence and quotes and dates and names, confirm that all colleges and universities are schools of Marxism, socialism, and humanism. And they all have a humanist scholar, Marxist scholar, to oversee the curriculum. So we're talking Harvard, Columbia. Go ahead. So their agenda.
Harvard, yeah. Skull and crossbones.
Yeah, all that, see. And they're there to discredit King James, discredit the King James Bible. And so Professor Bonatz, whoever it is, his book is worthless because they're under a humanist manifesto.
Right.
You know? But we're on the verge, and spiritual warfare is where it's really at. That's, you know.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into that because, I mean, these are the dark days right now, days in like Noah. But actually, they're worse than Noah. They're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's hard to decipher, you know, honestly, it's hard to decipher what the enemy's doing sometimes and what the creator is doing. For example, I'll give you an example. You got HARP. And that does a lot of things like hurricanes, you name it, you know. floods, droughts. But there was this gay parade. I don't even like to use that word, like homosexual, because that word was stolen. Gay means happy,
right?
You know, and
yeah.
They stole rainbows too. You know, just to make a mockery, because what's the rainbows represent? The Noah story.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a situation with a homosexual parade, or a lesbian homosexual parade, or whatever, gay parade, whatever, in Oklahoma a while back, and they were forewarned that there was a big storm moving in, and they said, what's a little rain? What's a little that or whatever? Bring it on. So they got what was coming to them.
Yep.
They got to do their little funny farm parade, and then it was just like a couple hours after that when they all packed indoors and went in their home and stuff or whatever. This storm rolled through. I kid you not, it was on the news. This Oklahoma storm that happened like a year ago or maybe two years ago. My mom was telling me about it. They said on the news that the outcome of this storm that wiped out this town, it was worse than Hiroshima,
Oklahoma.
And that's how I know that wasn't HAARP, because
yep.
HAARP is the government.
Yep.
And that wasn't HAARP. That was the hand of the creator right there.
I agree.
That was
Absolutely. That was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Is F5 that weekend came through.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Oklahoma. Remember they had the march? And they'd passed a law that week. They passed a law that weekend in favor of the homosexuals, and they had a march. And boy, that tornado tore that place up.
Worse than Hiroshima is
yeah.
exactly what the news said.
Yeah. That's correct. I was going to say something about... Oh, I forgot. Go ahead. About the spiritual warfare, that is taking priority right now, because I think there's a thin veil, because the homosexual marriages have increased now in the states. So when the country pulls away, the laws are changed. The more we change them, the smaller the veil gets that holds them back. And they know that. And so when that happens,
What's that?
Yeah, the more they change the laws to go against God, and they know this, though, the more God pulls away and gives them more latitude to move.
Right.
And that's what they're up to.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what you're talking about is that the Father gives... Does the Father give the enemy powers?
Yeah, of course he does.
Wipe us out?
Of course he does. And it's going to happen anyway, because the tribulations are told about in the book of Revelation. And so we have free will, and the laws reflect the principles of God. Okay, so that gives you opportunity to do the right thing, because the laws reflect the right thing. However, when... they start changing the laws to go against God, God's going to bring judgment on that country, that culture, whoever. Because the more we turn away from God individually, what does he do? He pulls back. And all kinds of things happen to us. You know, could we turn away from him? Okay, he pulls back. That's that thorn. And let's go as far as we have to for love, because it brings us closer to him. He won't bless our sin. Now, on a country that has its laws reflecting the biblical principles, when the country turns its back on God by changing the laws, and that takes away opportunity, then he's going to bring judgment on that country. And Satan's more than willing to do that. That's the plan. That's why they're changing homosexual laws, legalizing abortion, bringing drugs in, all at the same time. So God will say, okay, What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? You couldn't find anybody. What happened in the flood in the days of Noah? Couldn't find anybody except eight. That brought judgment upon the world, brought judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. We're getting close. And see, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, they test the culture. They test and see how far gone. Like, for example, you got to reduce, get rid of sovereignty, patriotism, family. All that, this is documented to bring a new world order. Okay, they test it every decade. They test it every so period of time. So what's going on today in Colorado, this past week in Colorado? They had a couple hundred students that boycotted the school because conservatives were bringing in new classes and courses on patriotism and family and all that. And so the students that were already organized started boycotting. Wow. Yeah. They started boycotting the school in Denver and another school. You see how it works? And so they're testing. And they set the precedents. We don't want to know about patriotism. We don't want to. This is like 2-3 days ago. And you got a child euthanasia, where the child can elect to kill themselves if they're disabled, if they want to. Well, it's already passed in Belgium, and it's already being used. And so in Oregon, as we speak, since 1994, actually, but now it's kicking up steam, you have a child euthanasia bill going through in Oregon. There's a lot of witchcraft up there. You understand what's going on? And so once they get Oregon and a couple other states to pass child euthanasia, then the other states will jump on it just like they do the same-sex marriage. And, boy, that's really, really. Go ahead.
We're starting to tip people in the Philippines, too.
Oh, really? What's that about?
The RFID, they're starting to chip.
Oh, yeah. Look up DARPA and Regina Dugan, who's now executive in Google. Well, Regina Dugan was director of DARPA. And what she's talking about, and I could play it right now or you can find it, is they're explaining the digital tattoo. See, so it went from a...
Anybody that takes this mark, there'll be boils. Bible says something about that. There'll be boils on their skin eventually. It's a cancerous device too. It's got a pinch of cyanide in this little RFID chip that's half the size of a grain of rice. And also, the first thing is, if you get out of line, it'll shock you. If you really, really get out of line, it'll release a real tiny compartment with cyanide in it.
I have a study that I acquired that is a prototype of that technology that goes back to 1973. I've got the prototype. I've got the study for it. And the orchestrators of it was Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwitzebel. And the title of it was Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. Whew. And that was funded by the Health Education Welfare Department. And they put a miniaturized radio transmitter in the body of these selected homosexuals that were in felon prison. And so this device in 1973 would monitor and transmit conversations, locations, and even the sexual response to the subject 24 hours a day. But here's to supplement what you said. The report said, that sewed up inside the subject's body was a transponder, and that would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device that would deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. So, in other words...
Well, you know that...
Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
No, go ahead.
You know that it was put in by another other than Satan himself, Barack Obama. Yeah, I said it.
What?
You know,
Barack Obama, he wasn't alive in 73. No, no.
Expose the ones that do the fruitless deeds of darkness. You know, because the Messiah said, and I beheld Satan, like Barack Obama. Lightning in Barack, in Hebrew, is Barak.
That's why they named it that.
Obama is fallen.
I know, but that's why they named him that. That was the, it was a facade.
So he's either Satan or the son of Satan. And I'm not going to be afraid to say this stuff anymore. You know, because there's a line in the sand, you know? Okay. Tom, you, Eric, go for it.
Well, Barack Obama is just, there's three of Barack Obamas. He's a clone of an Egyptian pharaoh. There's three Barack Obamas. We haven't seen the Antichrist yet. He was named.
Yeah,
three of them.
Come on. Let me broaden the conversation a little bit by enlightening you that he's the president of the Society of Asher, okay? His grandfather was that head, okay? In Malaysia, all right?
Malaysia,
where he was raised in the Catholic school that had Islamic and Muslim faith enforcement. Come on, folks.
Right, but
son of perdition.
But
is that not a son of perdition?
We've
is
had
that not an act Antichrist here
within?
I mean,
the Lord.
He doesn't
which
fit.
Simply means master, right? Lord means master.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the true master.
No,
that's for sure. He's the master, A.K.A. the Lord, quote unquote, of flies. You never heard of that? The Lord of flies. Every single time.
Of course, because flies have demons in them.
There's so many YouTube
clips. The Lord that people in the Middle East called the King of Flies.
Yeah.
There's so many YouTube clips out there of him being on the news and on TV where a fly lands on him. No joke.
Yeah. But we haven't seen.
I can definitely say 100% I've seen that, yes.
Right. But the real Antichrist, we haven't seen yet. He's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or whatever, white guy. With a Merovingian bloodline, and he's right now working the boat. Barak is he's an Antichrist of a type, but he's not the Antichrist.
He's the only U.S. Commander in Chief to publicly. You probably don't remember this, but to publicly say, "God bless Planned Parenthood."
Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, they've all been involved in Planned Parenthood. Reagan, Nixon, they've all been part of this. Nixon set up a military coup. Military set up a military coup. Bush is quoted as being dictator. FDR was one of the worst of them. He set up a dictatorship that didn't come through. I mean, every one of them have. I got the details on FDR, Nixon, and Reagan.
Which lends to a greater idea that these folks are pretty much vessels for an anti-Messiah spirit.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely true.
That's what I've been feeling for the longest of time. For the law, everybody that gets in office ages and gets pretty much their health gets really torn down.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
What do we know about sin and the wage of sin, right? It comes out on the health of a person.
But they become avatars. They're avatars. What happens? They go to the
that decrepit, wicked spirit wears down the body, man. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So Layla was talking about astral projection in the beginning. And so that's on the rise right now. There's a lot of astral projection cults out there right now.
Yeah.
And they're teaching it right out in the open to teach people that, it's an okay thing to do and stuff. And, you know, don't worry about it. It's not satanic or anything like that. It's not pagan or anything like that. Huh. But
can I ask you something? You're in Ohio. Does anybody know about what's going on in Ohio with the summoning of UFOs?
I have no idea, but what about the Oklahoma Black Mass that had took place the 21st? Sure, there's a couple like protests going on there and stuff or whatever, but those protesters need to go out and hand the Bible off to people. They need
there
to hand the Bible off to people. That's a protest right there.
You see,
and come on, seriously, it's nothing that is like me saying anything like negative. Is it a criminal thing for me to say to hand out Bibles? No.
September 21st.
Not criminal for you to give anything away.
Some of the stuff that I heard that is going on in these rituals, this crucifix smashing, drinking of blood.
Yes.
I even hear. Being naked and stuff like that.
Orgies. They do that.
Yes, sir.
This is outrageous.
September 21st.
So.
Sabon.
Yeah. Now more than ever, we need spiritual warfare, and it's something that the churches aren't teaching.
At all. Not at all. They spiritual warfare.
My wife just got choked the other day in her sleep.
Yep.
By this entity that's called an old hag. So it's either one of two things. It's this entity that's called an old hag that is a demon that rides your chest while you're asleep and tries to choke you out and stuff. Or it's these cults that are probably working for the government that, you know, says you target this person or whatever and do the astral projection crap.
Oh, that's correct.
They have to. To be honest with you, I agree with you 100%. These are targeted attacks.
Yep.
UFOs are summoned objects. Demons come out when they're summoned.
Yep.
There's a divination behind it all. There are people hiding out in their basements doing these dark deeds.
That's correct.
There's people hiding out in places that are summoning. They're doing these rituals. And they're actually making these things appear. Not only that, it's sad enough to play the ufologist and go out there in the field and take a picture of something or actual video of something that's showing up and just paying attention to that without having your kids around you saying, Daddy, can you give me some attention? Come on, man. Check it on YouTube. These people are checking out these things and they're actually paying attention to it over the children.
That's true.
Oh.
They've even
couldn't believe it the other day. A YouTube search on what are known as Ebony, and there's a gentleman, I'm thinking he's Hispanic, John Castro or something to that nature. This gentleman has a document, he's got a vlog of him summoning these transmorphographied beings. And they can morph. They could change shape. They're known as the Ebony. That's a class of these things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And they're summoning them in a UFO meeting.
Yep.
What is wrong with these people?
That's why they made the Ouija boards pink.
Yes. Oh, Hasbro? Really? Yes, indeed.
They came back out with it.
McDonald's for Halloween is going to release the Ouija board on the Happy Meals.
Oh, man.
Where'd you read that? I need to get that.
Wake up, look it up. Wake up, it's on World Truth TV. It's out there, it's happening. People don't care.
Happy Meal served with a smile.
Yes, indeed. Yep, look at that. Let's all crawl through the arches of the beast. Get us a Happy Meal.
Jeez.
Well, there you go. See, it's increasing. So spiritual warfare is heavily, heavily needed. And praying on the full armor of God is the first start. That's the kick. It's Ephesians 6. Go ahead.
Layla, do you want to explain your experience?
I was taking a nap, messing up, and suddenly I found myself like waking up. I woke up and I couldn't breathe. I guess I was gasping at that point. Like, I woke up and managed to make enough noise that it got Channing's attention. I don't remember too much of what happened, but he tells me that he just flipped me over to get me breathing again and patted my back to help me breathe again.
And then this is right after a show that we had last week about like where we're exposing the dangers of BPA. Come on, they got a chemical out there called BPA, bisphenol A, that turns men and women more feminized. It's a feminization chemical. It's BPA is an estrogen mimicking chemical, and so a lot of these quote unquote gay guys, homosexuals and lesbians too, it's a feminization, it's estrogen mimicking chemical. You know, they're thinking that they're that way, but they're really probably not. You know,
basically, it makes a woman more emotional.
And the homosexual and the lesbian thing, that I've discovered that that's not something that, you know, you're born like. It's luck.
No. It's what?
It's not a genetic trait. I hate no. It's a very ignorant statement to say it's genetic.
It's not
that's
genetic.
Very true. I agree with you, brother.
Yeah. It's not genetic at all. The idea is to, the like the Baphomet and DNA and medical and all that, like you're saying, is the idea now has always been to turn men to women, women to men, to flip it around. And that's Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a part to do with that. I mean, they've done it by all kind, either medically, they've done it by projects and programs to fill that agenda, to reduce the feminine role, reduce and change the masculine role in ways that some people can't even imagine.
Now, also, isn't it in Colorado where there's a rise on the transgender operations?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. To change your roles, there's a report. I can give it to you, but a report by Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1977 to the Civil Rights Commission to do four things that would change the role of male and female. I got the details, but I'm just letting you know it goes that deep.
And you know how this came about, too, last week. Can I tell you something, brother? Is it last week? It was the Michelle Obama thing. Michael.
Yeah. That's part. Yeah, exactly.
It came out about that, I think, too.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
It's what it's all about. And
I have an idea that would, you know, get, you know, because you know how atheists don't believe anything. They have to see everything with their eyes. So, you know, if... The wind must not be real because you can't see it.
We don't see them.
Yeah, well, they have to see everything. So they would have to. A lot of it we have to blame ourselves. Well, some of it we have to blame ourselves because they don't see us walking the way we're supposed to be walking, and that I do agree with them with. But other than that, we should. When the Messiah went and ascended into heaven, he said, "Greater things you shall do." And we're supposed to be doing those things right now. We're supposed to be laying our hands on people right now and healing them. You know, there's universities that are studying this in Japan, institutions that are studying this in Japan, that the power of prayer. It's a hospital where they pray for you and stuff. It's a literal like prayer hospital. And they get you in a circle. You got a brain tumor, and they keep you there for like weeks on weeks or whatever. And the brain tumor goes down. Power of prayer. So we got to be, you know, putting hands on people that are like, you know, crippled and stuff in the mighty name of the Messiah. And wow, you know, and just the power of love, you know. When a mother holds her child, it builds the child's immune system. You know,
The most important thing, the atomic power you have, is believing or confessing with your mouth about Jesus Christ. That's going to defeat the Nephilim. It's going to come out. It's going to defeat the demons that's going to be there. And to pray on the full armor of God is very important of spiritual warfare. In your houses, literally.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
The breastplate of righteousness, the sword of truth.
Gospel shoes of peace, breastplate of righteousness.
The sandals.
The sandals, the shield of faith, the helm of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, the King James, the Bible, the pure Bible, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And your angel, your protective angels, have on the same armor that you have when you pray that on. But you have different weapons that you have available. All kinds of weapons. Well, I got like
instructions before leaving Earth.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying the best instructions before leaving Earth.
Yeah. Now praying in circles, laying hands is dangerous these days. You got to make sure that the people are righteous and they're born again. Because laying of hands is very dangerous.
Made a good point right there. Made a good point right there. Because if you've got someone in the congregation that you're, you know, friends with or whatever, or associated with, and you're going to church And then you need, you know, he puts his hands on you after the day before of clubbing with the ladies at the club, you know, getting down and dirty at the club, and then he puts his hands on you. That's no good.
Yes,
that's no good.
That's the point.
Yeah, you can't hold hands with Yeshua and also hold the hands with Satan.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
You cannot serve two masters, right? Don't they say you cannot serve two masters? Is that what it says in the Bible?
Of course, no. You'll either hate one or the other.
Honestly, my show, we only started this Channing and Layla Full Fledged show just a couple weeks ago, and I never intended to, you know, have it be a quote-unquote religious thing. You know, Christianity, I don't believe, actually is like a religion per se, because, you know, it simply means to be like Christ within. That's what I was taught by my father. And Christ is simply Greek for anointed, and, you know, Messiah is means anointed as well. So we're supposed to be like anointed within, just like the Mashiach, just like the Messiah. So I never intended for the show to be like religious and stuff or whatever, but still, you know, when I think about it, I can't help it, because when you want to find out the culprit to something or the reason behind something, you have to go to not point B, but point A. And point A is where the Bible is, you know? Even the Muslim faith, they stole everything off a lot of the stuff from the Bible and stuff. You know, it's the point A. So I can't really avoid talking about this stuff as much as I would like to appease other people and stuff, but I'm called to be in the world but not of it. So me trying to appease other people just to make them comfort, that would be me being in the world and being of it. When I'm only supposed to be in the world but not of it. You know?
Uh-huh.
Totally understood and agreed. And by the way, I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm sorry, folks, family. I need to go. But I just wanted to make sure that we all give all the praise and glory to the Father in and of Yeshua. Amen. You guys have a great one.
Okay. All right, Eric. Thank you. Hope to have you on again. Have a good one.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here. Now, I got somewhere. I got an 8 o'clock broadcast again. At 8 o'clock, so just letting you know that. Spiritual warfare and the full armor of God is a start, but spiritual warfare, you've got several weapons available. Weapons, of course, everybody knows is prayer. That's a given in the name of Jesus Christ. And praying on the full armor of God. Then another is the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, the belt of truth. We know about that. You've already talked about that. And to guard against the deception and those false doctrines, which is rampant. And it's, the churches are almost totally destroyed. I mean, the church is gone. You know, it's hard to find a church.
Right.
When they use the wrong Bible, it's missing. The Bibles are missing 200-300 verses. They're corrupted, and they come from one source. Go ahead.
And the pastors are using iPads.
Absolutely.
What about the fact that they're
using merging with machines, right?
You know, like they're using even like PowerPoint presentations for the things. Like technology.
Like merging with machines, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the right Bible, because any Bible other than the King James is of Satan. The NIV Bible is owned by Rupert Murdoch. He owns NIV. Rupert Murdoch's the Knights of Malta member, as Rick Joyner and Jerome Boykin, they're Knights of Malta. And he also owns NIV Bible and Satan's Bible. He owns both of them. They're sneaky.
Right.
You know, and fasting, that's a real powerful tool in spiritual warfare. And in fact, in the NIV Bible, they removed Matthew 17:21. They took it out of the Bible. Just plucked it right on out. But the King James.
Fasting?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Look it up. The King
wow.
James. King James has got
yeah.
it. You know, it's got it there. King James does in Mark 9, I forgot, 9:29 or 9:50. Anyway, But Matthew 17:21 has, howbeit this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. However, the other Bibles,
the other Bibles,
they just removed the verse completely. It's gone.
Fasting. I know it says faith without ceasing.
No. They took out the whole verse. So
And now they got a Queen James Bible out there from what I hear.
I know.
Yeah, they got Queen James.
I know.
Kidding.
Queen James. Oh my gosh.
Weird, huh?
Oh yeah. It's
Queen,
so right. Queen James. The casting out of unclean spirits, that's coming. People don't know how to do it.
Right.
The preachers aren't teaching about demons. So if you go to, say, let's say, proverbially, we go to a First Baptist church. All right. So we sit there and go through a lesson. And you're talking afterwards, and you say, oh, the demons are really, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. Demon, what do you mean demons? There's the demons in your Bible. And they're going to get all weirded out on you because they never talk about the demons that actually exist. And they don't tell them how to fight them.
Right. And that's the enemy's greatest trick. Besides, did God truly say that you would die from this tree? Besides that trick right there. Did he really say this? Did he really say that? The second biggest trick is that he's not real.
That's right. And the other trick is that you'll become as a god.
Right.
You see, now when it says that you become as gods, like the TBN people teach, they say divine. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches as gods, as magistrates, as judges, as lawmakers, as over people kind of gods. Not gods as, are you a god? Yes, I'm a god too. No, it's not that kind of god. But they try to make it look like you are. Well, that's New Age thinking. It will ascend to the next level of human evolution. Well, that's not so.
When I hear fasting, I think of the story about Esau, how he sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge or soup or whatever it was.
Lentil soup or something? Lentil soup, I think.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I mentioned it. Probably. Yeah, basically, he sold his birthright for lentil soup or something. He just figured, hey, I'll just buy it back, and he ended up being wrong. And he tried to buy it back. It was no avail. It was taken from him.
But good. Now, the moral of that story is what? He wasn't patient for food to come by? Can you explain that?
Who?
Are you there?
Yeah, you talking me or her? Or lady?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. I thought you were talking to go ahead. I'm sorry.
The story of Esau, where he sold his birthright for a bowl of food.
Yes, a sandwich.
He sold his birthright for some food.
Yes.
A little portion of food. And he thought that he could buy it back, and he couldn't.
He was wrong.
Now, what? So the moral of that story is what? That he had food
coming to him, but
he just wasn't patient enough?
No. The moral of the story is that he wanted the pleasures of today. He wanted the pleasures of the world, the pleasures of satisfying his lust, the pleasures now, than having the inheritance of eternal life. So for him to, so the inheritance,
right.
The inheritance of the what he's going to receive is equal to us having eternal life. The sandwich for him is for us to live in the world, rather than look at our eternal inheritance. I want it right now. I want my recognition now. I want to be present now. I want to be I want to have my record sold. I want my money now. I want everything now. You know, I want to have my rewards.
Instant gratification.
That's exactly what it was. And but when he
says, can't survive on bread alone.
Exactly. So when we are confronted with the supernatural and we call out for Yahweh, it ain't going to hear us. Because you see, what's called the tetragrammaton. The tetragrammaton are symbols, and the term Yahweh, it gets complicated. But Yahweh is backwards for Satan. Look,
okay.
See, Jehovah is in the Bible. Jehovah God. And I ain't talking about Jehovah Witness. I don't believe in religion. Religion, baloney. Baptist or Methodist.
Jehovah was invented by the Freemasons, right?
No, Jehovah's in the Bible. He called Jehovah God in the Bible.
I say Yahuwah.
No, not Yahuwah. Jehovah. In English, Jehovah. And King James Bible is in English. Go ahead.
So am I at fault for saying Yahuwah? When the Indians, there was Hebrew Indians here in America that were taken out by the Spanish that called them Yahuwah?
They're into the occult. They're into the occult. I'm not comfortable saying that you're in the wrong, but let me just put it like this. You need to look at the Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahweh, all that kind of stuff. And Yeshua, for Yah is Lord, but not God. Jehovah, Jehovah. And what the King James Bible says is what's true. If I was reading specifically Hebrew only, which I can't read Hebrew, I don't have to because they've translated it for me, then you might have Yeshua as Jesus. But the look up the tetragrammaton and the use of Yahweh. Yahweh is not God of the Bible, I'm tell you. Yahweh is Satan spelled backwards in tetragrammaton. But don't take my word for it. You need to look at it for yourself. So you'll see it yourself.
Okay.
You know. But Yahweh is dangerous.
The devil's got the name game going on right now for people that are seeking the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely correct. It is a name game.
I hear Yahushua. I hear Yahushua. I hear Yehoshua. I hear Jesus. I hear Esau. You know, it's whoa.
That's why it's simple. It's in the King. Go ahead.
Bobbing, translation of Jesus in another language. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, I remember mom saying something about Esau being like another, I don't know, translation or my name Jesus, but I could be mistaken.
I'm sorry. You're cutting in and out. I need to hear. What did you say about Jesus? Because you're cutting in and out, and it sounded very interesting, and I wanted to hear it.
Just thinking of my mom. I thought maybe I'm mistaken and didn't understand her, but I thought she actually said something about Esau being, like, a name for Jesus, like a translation of his name or something in another language, but I don't know for sure.
No, Jesus comes from the Greek Isus, and see the tasking of bringing God's holy word to mankind rested upon the Gentiles when the Jews failed. When the Hebrew Jews failed, they were scattered. Remember, so Jacob and Isaac, Jacob, the 12 tribes, God chose the Jews, the Hebrew Jews, as His blessed tribe, and to bring God's word to mankind. That was the whole plan. Now, let's say hypothetically they didn't rebel against Him. Well, then we'd be speaking Hebrew today, you see? But that's not what happened. Now, are we going back to Hebrew? Oh, for sure. During the thousand-year millennium, we'll all be speaking one language. But right now, it's English. The time of the Gentiles brought God's holy word fully to mankind. So what did they do before the King James Bible? They didn't, because they had the corrupted versions. Then they had Erasmus, Tyndale, Wycliffe, and they really ticked off the Vatican when they translated what they had into English and Latin. And
right.
Yeah,
right.
You see, but they had the Dark Ages, and the Dark Ages was a famine of God's word. That's why, because where did they have it? In the Alps. God's word was not any longer available, and the Vatican didn't have it because they got their origin from Origen, Eusebius, Jerome, through the Vatican, and that was not God's holy word. So the Textus Receptus comes from Antioch, which was copies of the originals of the scrolls going way back to the half of the Torah. Now, half of the Torah is God's holy word. half of the Torah.
Is the Vatican holding anything important that we should know about?
No, they ain't got nothing. They're gonna find an old book somewhere, or an old scroll somewhere. They're gonna find something somewhere, or a new book of your ranch or whatever is gonna come out of the woodwork. The book of Enoch is going to rise to the surface, because when the Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel, that's going to come as an alien or ascended master, or whatever, when that happens, he is the false prophet. When he appears, it's going to turn religion on its head. And in fact,
yeah, he's also going to call himself Allah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's also going to say that he comes in Allah's name.
Yeah. He's going to come as an alien. Well, yeah, but he's going to say the Bible's been misused, abused.
Oh, boy, I tell you, the Muslims are probably going to have an uprising when they see the supposed image of Jesus. And he says he comes in Allah. I don't know. Or either that, or they're just going to be like, see, we told you.
Oh.
You know?
What you got to know is, when Sananda Emmanuel leads the way for the Antichrist, whoever it may be, Sananda Emmanuel will come as an alien. He's coming a UFO. How? By holograms. How? By strontium barium niobate in the atmosphere, and you can find it right now as I'm talking. Strontium barium niobate produces three.
Project Bluebeam.
I'm sorry.
Project Bluebeam.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
Project Bluebeam. They actually did that in a country. I've seen a video where they made a hologram of Mary Magdalene or Mary in the sky. And people were, ooh, wow.
That's correct. And they'll have voice to skull technology, where you hear it in the voices in the head. Oh, this is technology that we've described already.
Yeah.
You see, and so that's going to fool a lot of people.
It's a fake cell phone tower?
Yes, you got it. ELF towers, absolutely.
The wind towers, yeah.
Yep, that's it right there. And so when that happens, Sananda Manuel will then, it'll be re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. See, they got to...
I get it. Officially, they're going to. Right now, they're using these Gwen towers to emit frequencies to, you know, make people dumb.
Yep.
Down.
Yep.
With a certain frequency that they have, and they can also emit it in certain areas to, you know, start riots and stuff like that.
Yep.
Or put it. They're even putting it. These frequencies on music tracks and stuff. So when a song plays, a riot happens, or whatever. Or the person just gets aggressive.
Well,
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're going to emit these frequencies so high to like our skull caps, our brains, and they're going to be saying stuff like what they do in the office at school. They make the announcements,
yeah,
and stuff, but they're going to make the announcements in all the world's heads. Say, I am the Messiah. I am come back. You're seeing,
yep,
in the sky or something like that. And then people are going to believe it because they actually heard it in their head. And it's not just one person. It's everybody that hears it.
Exactly. And so I can tell you exactly.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what they do when they target individuals or they target a town or a flash mob. I'll make this quick. The Earth's resonance frequency.
And then the people like me and you that ignore this, we're going to be looked at like heretics or whatever. Like, oh, you know, you don't. Everybody hears it. And
you
they,
got
you,
it.
You want to ignore the voice of God? Well, it's not the voice of God.
That's right. Yeah. You got it. And you know what they do? What they can do, and they do it already, is the Earth resonance frequency is 7.8 hertz. That's normal. And what they do is they target the individual, they target the flash mob, they target the town, the city, the state. They can do whatever they want. If they target that area or that individual with 6.6 hertz relative to 7.8, you have a depressed, totally depressed individual. If you target the individual, you target the individual, the state, the flash mob, the country, they have a coverage of the entire country. With 11 hertz or 12 hertz, huh, you got a riot on your hands of people wanting to kill people. They've discovered this.
So technically, we don't even really need a zombie apocalypse. All they have to do is crank the frequency up to 11, like you were saying, and then there's riots. I mean, look at the Black Friday. You know, people get killed. You know, because people are acting like zombies over stupid getting a thing cheap, a laptop for half the price. Well, all they have to do is go on eBay and they can get it for the same deal.
Absolutely correct. That's exactly right. You nailed it. Smack dab. And that's what they're going to do. So they got to practice. They got to rehearse it. That's where you get these shooters, and they shoot their family, or they shoot the UPS or whatever, and they kill themselves. That's what you're dealing with every single time.
And mostly, predominantly works on people that are heavily medicated with serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are antidepressants and stuff like that. The Prozac?
Yep.
And the fluoride in the water? Prozac is made from 97% fluoride, from what I hear.
I covered that today in my broadcast. That's funny you mentioned that. I covered that they started the medication of fluorine and fluoride in the year 1900.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah. It was in the Nuremberg trials. I mean, you know, people can look it up and, you know, but it's just a conspiracy theory, you know?
Nuremberg trial. Yeah. Nuremberg trial. We brought over 10,000 Nazis in 1945, we brought 10,000, including Hitler. Hitler came over here, man. He came over south. Hitler never died. They brought him over. Hitler
came over here.
Yeah.
I thought Hitler committed suicide, but it was just recently I see these articles about FBI releases leaked information that Hitler escaped Nazi Germany and went to Argentina.
Yeah, he went to Argentina first and came into America. No, you had 10,000 Nazis in America. Von Braun. You had psychologists, you had psychotherapists, you had chemistry, physics. We brought the whole Nazi regime over here. As a matter of fact, go ahead.
And then Pope Benedict too.
A brown shirt when he was a kid.
Yeah.
You see, Hitler.
Oh my gosh, have you seen pictures of this guy? The pictures of Benedict.
Oh.
He looks worse than the Pope Francis that we have now. He looks like a little devil himself.
Oh,
Pope
yeah.
Benedict.
Well, they are in doubt.
So, I don't know. This Pope Francis, he's trying to look like a saint, but by his fruits you shall know him. I mean, he's just quoted that having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is dangerous.
yeah, I know. I know. And see, you're already starting a re-spiritualization. He's marrying couples that are divorced. He's marrying couples that live in sin. Now, I'm not judging that. I'm just saying what they're doing. So that's affecting a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. They're getting it prepared.
He said if alien life was to come down, he wanted to baptize them.
Yeah. That's what Billy Graham said, too. Billy Graham said that.
Yeah, Billy Graham, I mean, as peachy as some of his things that he's cliches and Bible verses that he says on TV and stuff seem so great and so wonderful. Well, I'm going to have to put that aside because I've seen him do the devil symbol before.
That's exactly right. He was funded in 1949, 1951. He was funded by Randolph Hearst and Rockefellers through the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund in 1949, 1950. He was funded by the Rockefellers.
Anybody that you see, like I've seen, we went to a church before. I'm not going to give any name of it, but we went to a church before, and, you know, I've seen the pastor throw up the devil sign before or whatever, and, you know, people are conditioned to believe that that's like the sign of love or just a rock sign. No.
Helen Keller. Helen Keller was a Satanist. Helen Keller worked or actually studied Helena Blavatsky. And Helen Keller was in the occult. She's in theosophy. Theosophy. And she followed Helena Blavatsky, the New Age. Helen Keller was a Satanist. Yeah, look it up.
Right.
You'll find it. Go ahead.
So, a lot of the pastors that are throwing up the and they're so minuscule the way they do it. Like they'll do it a little bit there, mm-hmm. a little bit there. So you don't real fast. So you don't like notice it or whatever when they talk and stuff. but that's how they work. They do it real fast.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. These same people that do that are what you call clergy response team. They work for Big Brother. They're going to say it's okay to go to the FEMA camps. They're going to take care of you when everything breaks down.
You know John MacArthur?
Mm-mm.
John MacArthur?
No.
John MacArthur is a famous theologian. And he talked about God and all this and all that. Now he's saying, and I got the video recording of him talking about it, that it's okay now to take the mark of the beast, that God will still forgive you. He says it. He's an internationally known theologian. They're all coming out.
Wow.
But go back to what you said. You nailed it about the 25,000 plus clergymen that are going to tell you to do everything the government tells you to do. They're trained by FEMA.
Right. You can't trust the doctors anymore.
No. Nope.
You can't trust your pastor anymore.
No. That's correct. The 501c3 churches control the church, the preachers, what they preach, what Bible they use, the 501c3 churches. The others, Freemasons, keep watch on the others in every church.
Uh-huh.
They got it covered. And I've done studies myself on, and I'm sure you have, on the infiltration of the churches since the year 1887. That's when it started. The infiltration of the church.
Talks about this towards the end of the day, people are going to be leaving sound doctrine and going to churches that just tickle their ears. That just tickle their ears for the fancy stuff that they want to hear, because they don't want to hear about sin, and they don't want to hear about the repercussions of sin, and they don't want to hear about hell. They don't want to hear about homosexuality. Is that?
Yep.
Yeah, itching ears, fleeing sound doctrine, and going to churches that tell them prosperity. This is what God wants from you. He wants you to be rich.
Well, I'm going to have to. I'm going to got to get ready for my broadcast at 8. But the spiritual warfare is actually.
Yeah, can you wrap that up, honey? Like, because I'm wondering. What is it that for people like me that had my wife choked out by something after we had a show?
I can tell you.
What is it that we can do? I can't think of anything. Like when I try to pray, the words don't come out lately, and I think maybe it's because I've been lukewarm lately.
Well, we all are facing that, but you got the true name of that you call on is Jesus, and the name God. Okay, and it's and. Remission of sins is accounting for all the sins, thoughts, everything. You lift them up to Him. That's important to do that. And that your prayers are answered. That's the first stop. The first step is maintaining that connection with God. That's number one. And that's renouncing your sins. And if you don't remember them, you ask Him to remind you. The faith to be strong.
Mm.
Faith to be strong. And you pray with unforgiveness in your heart. Forgiveness. I'm sorry, my mistake. With forgiveness for your fellow man. That's hard to do sometimes. And trust in His to answer your prayers. Okay, to get your prayers hot. But now the other ways to do, in addition to that, is fasting. Very important. And number three is actually in your home is to actually pray and get these demons out of your home. I mean, literally, like you're trying to get out rats out of your house and cockroaches. You actually talk to them. You actually pray them out of your home.
When you cast them out, though, the scriptures say that when they can't find another host to take, it's very easy for them to find another host nowadays.
Well, whatever.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but whatever. You get them out of your house.
But when they can't find another host, scripture says when they can't find another host, they come back.
No. No. That's why you anoint that house with oil. You pray over the oil and you put it on your doorpost. You put it on the doorknobs. You put it in places which you clean out. You put that oil. Now, some people won't know about that because they're not being taught that, but it works. And you pray them out and you anoint that house. And you pray every day, the full armor of God on you every single day. And you are correct, though, that if you had a strong influence before, that they'll come back. But that's why you pray them out. Now, here's something very important. Very important. You got to know.
Okay.
You got to know about your family background, honestly. It goes back four or five generations. You got to know whether any witchcraft, any tarot cards, any Freemasonry, secrets, any of that, you got to break that generational curse. Huh?
Generational curses, yeah.
That is the problem right there.
Uh-huh.
You got to break that generational curse. Right. It's got to happen, or they're going to keep coming back at you.
Right.
That's where it's coming from, right there. That's the problem. Is that generational curse?
Yeah.
Now I got to go. I can talk about. We can maybe do another one. I can send you information on it, or talk again. But about breaking general shield curses.
Yeah, I would love to have you on the show next week because I feel like we got to elaborate more on this because I feel like we're going to be entering into, well, we're already in the Dark Ages.
Oh, yeah.
And everything, the light and the dark is going to be going against each other. So
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but that's what's going to happen. We're going to keep conditioning our kids that Harry Potter's okay.
I know. You got Bible lessons with Harry Potter's books. And you got churches that's got haunted houses in the basement.
Pray that you don't be amongst charmers. Don't be amongst wizards.
Where y'all from? Are you in the South or North? Or it doesn't matter really because
North Carolina. We've been here in North Carolina for like 10, 12, 11 months now.
I'm in Mount Air, North Carolina. I'm in Mount Air, North Carolina.
Okay, Waynesboro.
I'll be. The churches down here, they have their own haunted houses. So in the basement of the churches.
So you're saying we're like a couple minutes from here?
No, all of them. They all have their little haunted houses just about. Are we going to celebrate this Halloween? Oh, yeah, we'll celebrate Halloween. We got our church haunted house and come on back. They have haunted houses in the churches to celebrate it.
Oh, no.
This is normal.
Misery to those that say good is evil and evil is good.
Yeah. They have their own haunted houses made up for October. Man, that's scary.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go. I got to get ready for my broadcast coming up here in about 20 minutes. But
all right. Well, I'll see you on the show next week then. If you're more welcome to.
I appreciate you asking me. Certainly, I appreciate that. Let's talk about it in the future, and we'll do it again. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, excellent. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you all very much.
Okay, have a good night.
You too, bye-bye.